Ranked choice voting allows voters to choose who their first choice for a position is and then rank every other candidate in the order they would like. What vote counters are looking for is a 50% majority for one candidate. If this doesn't happen, the person with the lowest number of votes is eliminated, and the votes for that candidate are given to the voter's second choice candidate. This is done until a 50% majority has been reached. North Logan is one of the cities that is looking into trying this system. According to the North Logan mayor, Damon Cann, the city wants to make sure the city's voters are confident using the system.
And if we get feedback that says the voters are comfortable going this direction, then I think we'll do it. And if we get feedback that says our residents aren't there yet and they don't have a comfort level with this kind of a system, then we're going to need to spend the money to make sure that our residents feel like they have a fair shot at participating in elections in a way they feel comfortable.
The idea may seem complicated at first glance. Josh Daniels with the Utah County Clerk's Office says that before trying this kind of election in 2019, they tested the ballots with community members of all ages without giving any special instructions.
And we found that voters caught on really quickly, and that just the mere ballot design itself seemed self-explanatory enough for the voter to rank their choices with few questions.
Vineyard and Payson administered a ranked choice voting election in 2019. After voters voted, Daniel says they took a survey on their experience.
We polled voters who had actually participated in those particular elections, and over 80% of voters said that they would like to use ranked choice voting as a method in the future for future municipal elections or even for broader elections throughout the state.
Not only will ranked choice voting eliminate the need for a primary election, it also eliminates the need to hold runoff elections. But despite the benefits, the system can be hard to implement. When the bill allowing ranked choice voting was first introduced earlier this year, it required county clerks to administer this type of election if the city chose to hold it. The mandatory nature of the bill caused people to push back. This was passed in the State House, but once the bill hit the Senate, the bill's sponsor, Representative Jess Sinquist, says changes were made.
We ended up coming up with a compromise which would allow a city to contract with a county outside of the county that they're in.
Stinquist says this isn't a perfect solution.
You have cities shopping around to different counties to conduct their elections, and you might have Utah County conducting elections for Ogden or for Heber City or some of these other cities, and that has problems. It wasn't a perfect solution, but that's the compromise that we ended up coming up with.
Stinquist says that even during the finalization of this bill, cities were expressing interest in this voting system.
My own city included Draper, Harriman, Bluffdale, Riverton, Cottonwood Heights, lots of cities that were interested in it.
Cities have until May 10th to vote and decide whether or not to hold this type of election in the 2021 municipal election. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.